Good morning. I'm Paul Chesser, Director of the Corporate Integrity Project for National Legal and Policy Center. Separating the roles of Chairman and CEO would enhance accountability to shareholders and help create clearer lines between the corporate and personal interests of executives. Mondelez responds that the company has a robust independent lead director to keep executive leadership accountable. The board contends that this independent director is robust because he or she can call meetings and talk to other directors individually. But there's many reasons to question whether there really is any robust accountability for Mondelez's leadership. For example, in 2020, Chairman and CEO Dirk Van de Put pledged hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Marxist Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation following the violence that plagued our cities after the death of George Floyd. While a large percentage of us in middle America saw right through the BLM scam, Mondelez's chairman and CEO virtue signaled, joining other American corporate elites to help BLM amass up to $90 million over the last 2 years. And now, as my organization has revealed, we know that BLM's grifters spent much of that money on family and on themselves and bought several multi-million dollar mansions. And just this week, it was revealed that BLM used $32 million of that money to buy stocks. Oh, and BLM's sole remaining leader paid her baby daddy almost $1 million, five times the amount she gave to the Trayvon Martin Foundation. Meanwhile, our cities, especially Mondelez's Chicago home, have not recovered from that BLM-driven massive crime wave that started in 2020. So I ask, where was Mondelez's robust lead independent director when Mr. Van de Put was being duped by BLM? And then there's the apparent fraud behind Mondelez's quote-unquote ethically sourced Coco Life farming program for its Cadbury products, in which investigators discovered serious child labor violations in Ghana, with children as young as 10 performing backbreaking work on cocoa farms in the blazing heat up to 9 hours a day. A truly robust lead independent director might have something to say about that also. Finally, Mondelez jumped deep into the woke end of the pool by using its iconic Oreo cookies to quote-unquote educate the public about the different colors of the bisexual, transsexual, and pansexual pride flags. Public opinion polls show dissatisfaction with big corporations is at an all-time high. People are fed up with the radicals' political agendas being forced down their throats by big companies. Corporate America has placed itself at odds with the economic and cultural interests of the American people. Maybe it's time for some really robust diversity of thought at Mondelez for a change. Please vote yes on item number 5 in the proxy statement. Thank you.